Good afternoon, everyone. I am Saurabhi Thanyamada from Chiba University, but I'm an international student from Thailand. I'm glad to be here to present my study about the effects of ABA application and epsinazole application on anthocyanin synthesis and sugar transportation in grapes. First, let me introduce you about the fruit production in Japan. I have observed the data from Japan Ministry of Agriculture and Forestry and Fisheries about the fruit production, and I found that fruit was one of the top five fruit that was produced in Japan in 2016. And when I observed about the grape cultivars in Japan, I also found that Kyoho grape is one of the most popular grape that was sold in Japan in the same year. However, what is the Kyoho grape? Kyoho grape is a hybridization between the American grape cultivar named Ishihara Wase or Campbell Early and the European grape cultivar named Sentinel, and it has a violet black skin with the large size berry and also the sweet juice. In Japan, we harvested it at the end of August. And as you can see from the picture, the dark violet skin is the characteristic of the grape, Kyoho grape. However, because of the global warming, the temperature rises and causes poor skin coloration in Kyoho grape. As you can see from the picture, the left one was took in 1992, and the right one was took in the same period at 2012, and the color was so poor, so it is necessary to improve the coloration of Kyoho grape in Japan. In addition to the temperature, there are many factors that affect grape coloring, such as light or water content and also plant hormones. And moreover, as you well know, that grape is a non-chromatophoric fruit, and there is grape berry growth can be divided into three periods. And at the end of the second period, called varison, it was found that organic acid increases and sugar content increases, which means that it is ripening, and anthocyanin is also accumulated. It leads to coloration, and instead of ethylene, it was found that abscisic acid or ABA concentration increases. So it can be assumed that ABA plays an important role in grape ripening and also its coloration, and somehow it might affect the sugar accumulation. So I suppose that the high endogenous concentration of ABA can help to improve the grape coloration. So to accomplish the ABA accumulation, it can be done by induce the NCED enzyme, which is the key enzyme in ABA biosynthesis pathway, or it can be done by inhibit the ABA 8 hydroxylase enzyme, which metabolized ABA into phosphoric acid in ABA metabolism pathway. So in this study, I used the epsinazole, which was found previously that it can inhibit the ABA 8 hydroxylase and increases endogenous ABA concentration. So the objective of this study is to study about the effects of exogenous ABA application and epsinazole application on anthocyanin synthesis and sugar transportation in Kyoho grape. Next, for the materials and methods, I used Kyoho grape wine that were planted in a greenhouse at Chiba University. And for one grape wine, I kept 6 fruit-bearing branches. And for one branch, I kept only one cluster. And each cluster was treated with the gibberellic acid to make a seedless grape twice. And the treatments that I used in this study, there were 3 group of treatments that I conducted. The first one is ABA with the concentration of 3.8 millimole of ABA, and the next one is epsinazole, which I used 15 micromole of epsinazole, and the last one is control. And all grape clusters were treated twice on June 30th and July 7th. And I sampled the grape skin on the day before treatment and 15-day intervals after that until 60 days after treatment. However, the ABA-treated grape berries dropped so excessively, so I harvested all ABA-treated grapes after 30 days after treatment. And all grape skin were kept in the freezer until analysis. And the analysis parameter that I conducted was shown in this slide. Next, I will talk about the results and discussions. First, for the anthocyanin concentration, I divided the anthocyanin concentration results into the malvidin and petunidin derived anthocyanin, which exhibits the blue color in grape, and the next one is cyanidin and peonidin derived anthocyanin, which exhibits the red color in grape. And I found that both ABA application increased both blue color and red color exhibiting anthocyanin on 15 days and 30 days after treatment. However, the abscinazole application significantly increased the blue color and red color anthocyanin only on 15 days after treatment. And this are the picture of the grapes that were treated on 30 days after treatment. And as you can see from the picture, the ABA treated grape were darker than the others. And next, for the anthocyanin biosynthetic genes UFGT and MYBA2 genes, after I analyzed, ABA application showed that it can induce the both UFGT genes and MYBA2 genes significantly on 15 days and 13 days after treatment, and these results were coincident with the anthocyanin concentration. So I will discuss about the anthocyanin results. From my results, I found that the exogenous ABA application can positively induce the anthocyanin biosynthetic genes, which is related to the enzyme in the anthocyanin biosynthesis pathway, and it also leads to the anthocyanin accumulation. These results were coincident with the result in the other grape cultivars. However, the abscinazole application did not show any significant effect on anthocyanin biosynthetic genes and anthocyanin concentration. Next, I will talk about the result of the sugar concentration. For the first one is total soluble sugars concentration. I found that both ABA and abscinazole application increased total soluble sugars concentration on 15 days and 30 days after treatment. However, when I analyzed the fructose and glucose concentration separately, I found that ABA and abscinazole application increased fructose concentration on 15 days and 30 days after treatment, and increased glucose concentration on only 15 days after treatment. However, the ABA application significantly decreased the glucose concentration on 30 days after treatment when compared to abscinazole application. Next, when I analyzed the sucrose concentration and its transporter gene SUT1 genes, I found that the abscinazole, when compared to ABA application, the abscinazole application increased the sucrose concentration and also positively induced the sucrose transporter genes on 30 days after treatment. However, when compared to both control and abscinazole application, the ABA application reduced the sucrose concentration and also suppressed the sucrose transporter gene on 30 days after treatment. Next, I will discuss about the total soluble sugar concentration. In my study, the results show that ABA application increased the total soluble sugar concentrations, and this effect of ABA application also found in peach fruit and in the Arabidopsis, which was under the abiotic stress, which is related to an endogenous ABA concentration. And moreover, when I studied from the previous study about ABA and acid invertase enzyme, it can be assumed that the ABA might positively induce the invertase enzyme activity and lead to the glucose and fructose concentration in this study. So it might be my future study about the Invertase activity. However, in this study, abstinazole show no significant difference, show no significant effect on the sugar concentration. And the last one is the sucrose transporter results discussion. And it was found previously that sucrose transporter gene is related to the sucrose concentration in plant. So it is familiar with our with the results in this study. However, the results of the ABA application show us that the ABA application reduced both sucrose transporter gene expression and also reduced sucrose concentration. The possible reason that I can explain this, I think that the high concentration of the exogenous ABA that I used in this study somehow negatively affect the sucrose transporter gene expression and also reduce the sucrose concentration in this study. And I also found the previous study about the high concentration of ABA application which reduced the sucrose transporter gene expression in the grains. So from our results, I can conclude that ABA application increased anthocyanin concentration by upregulating the anthocyanin biosynthetic genes and also increased the glucose and fructose concentrations, but the high concentration of ABA application may reduce the sucrose concentration by downregulating the sucrose transporter genes expression. However, unfortunately, in this study, abstinazole application show no significant effect on both anthocyanin biosynthesis and also soluble sugar concentration. Lastly, I would like to express my special appreciations to Professor Kondo for all his advices and our friends in Pomology Laboratory in Chiba University. And thank you for your attention.
Yes.
I haven't measured about the effect of sucrose in the ripening. The fruit quality. Measured about the firmness and the. I focused on the concentration of the sugar, so I didn't measure about the percent break. So I measured only the firmness, and I didn't see so much different between the applications.
Thank you. Yes, please. Yes.
For the consumer,
yes.
Or from my experience, the consumer in Japan prefer the darker color of the Kyoho grape. So I think that for the seller, I think it's better to improve the coloration of the grape skin for to sell for the consumer. But However, I, for my opinion, I think that to improve the like glucose concentration, I think is better because glucose is one of the substrate for to make the anthocyanin. So I think it's better to improve the sugar in my opinion.
Thank you.